Hey, Chrissy boy.
Hey, Eli baby.
Hey, thank you for calling me a baby.
And thanks for calling me a little boy.
That's both of us. I want to start this podcast with a little thank you.
Oh my God, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, and so I'm not going to thank you.
Who I'm going to thank
is Big Pipe, who make this podcast happen with their cool sponsorship.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
They're the best.
They are the best. Do you know what's really good about them?
Tell me.
Well, if you are with Big Pipe right now, you can get a month's free internet on any connection by using the code BigPipeComedy.
Whoa, where do we do that?
At the checkout. On the website.
Check that out.
A $49 connection fee may apply. That code again for a month of freaking free internet.
Don't swear about it.
Sorry. A month of beautiful, fun times.
Wholesome internet.
Beautiful, wholesome. No, you can use it for porn if you want. Baby.
Do what you like.
Just follow your truth and follow that truth to the checkout at bigpipe.co.nz and use the code BigPipeComedy for a free month of internet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male and they're both gay. The male gaze.
And welcome along to this episode of the male
gay. Yeah, that was mask, man. That was
do
so
you remember
mask.
That tone?
Gay, gay.
I might just start. It's like, how do you identify? Hi, I'm Chris. I'm a 27-year-old
gay
man from Auckland. Am I 27? I'm 26. I aged myself up for this podcast. Turning 27.
That's going to be cool.
It's going to be a huge one for me.
Then there's only going to be 1 year in between us.
My big years are going to be 27. Like, that's my biggest party is 27. Mm. And then, like, maybe, like, 33.
Yeah, I'm going to have a good 63rd. I love always like that number.
It was like, oh my God, everyone's traveling down to Christchurch to the guy's 63rd party.
That's a huge 63rd. Yeah, he hired the whole of
the town hall.
The town hall.
The Christchurch town hall, because they've rebuilt it by now.
Yeah, it's and a multi-level extravaganza.
He's got like a plasma screen.
Yeah.
And holograms.
Yeah, and he's going to put a slideshow of photos of him. just headshots.
And best yet, it's a fucking buffet.
It's a buffet.
It's a seafood buffet.
Yes.
Do you like buffets?
Breakfast buffet, yes.
Oh, love a
just
breakfast.
Just had one today. This week I was in Palmerston
you
North
had
for work.
One today?
No,
oh,
not
amazing.
Today, but earlier this week. And they had the best sausages.
Because what I love is a little bit of sausage and then like, and a little bit of like, say, you know, like, I don't have to pick sweet or savory. I want the best of both worlds.
Same.
And that's what a breakfast buffet offers.
I always go round one.
A breakfast buff gay. Just to bring it into this podcast, like very superficially.
That's what you call, like, so you just like sleep with like a quite buff guy and then he like comes in the morning and you're like, no, not orgasm, re-enters the room, he's made coffee.
Oh,
you're
right.
Like, oh yeah, I'll have a little bit of that breakfast buff gay.
Buff gay, I love that.
It's been ages since we've done an episode.
So long.
Chris.
Let's not apologize about it though.
No, we wear that on our sleeves.
We're fucking busy.
We needed a break, okay?
You guys just keep... Like, it's hard, you know, we're pouring our lives out to you
the
guys.
The pressure, like, we've had at least
do you know how hard it is to make a podcast?
It's so hard.
It's literally the hardest.
Yeah. Imagine catching up with a friend of yours with a microphone in between you.
Like, basically the hardest thing.
It's really tough.
We don't even use our phones that much.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to be aware. There's definitely been podcasts where I've been, like, looking at my phone. It's mainly when I've looked up something for the podcast, but then I've gone down a rabbit hole and
yeah,
I'm just
you're
clicking
like,
on.
Yeah, the notifications start popping up. You're a popular guy. And you've got, multiple viral tweets that you're constantly keeping a track of.
I have got a big one this week about my personal trainer.
Oh, I love that. Do you want to share it now? Here's our new benchmark segment, Eli's favorite tweet of the week of his own Twitter account.
So this is based on a true story.
I love this, by the way.
Tried a new personal trainer. And then,
How's that going, by the way?
No, he's rubbish.
Oh, hope he's not listening.
Yes. No, he wouldn't be because he clearly had no idea who I was. He goes...
Do you even know who I am?
Like, Have you ever watched the occasional TV shows that
I've
sometimes on?
Have you watched a lineup of like the gala and watched like a third in the way into it? I'm there, baby.
Anyway, he was like, in the middle of the session, he was like, do you have a girlfriend? And I was like, nah. And then he was like, well, yeah, you gotta have one when I'm finished training your mate. And I was like, you have to be pretty good.
I had that too once with my trainer. He was like, damn, man, you were doing those squats and those chicks were walking past you and they were checking you out. And I was like, well, they're barking up the wrong tree, mate. He's like, I love my relationship with my trainer because it's like this really foreign relationship where I never have like masculine pals who like talks like body and weights and shit. So they have this like... When he texts me, it's like, yeah, bro, just keep in it and, like, keep engaged. Like, all that, like, rugby lingo.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's sort of like tapping into, like, a different country for a while. Like, someone speaks a different language. You're like, oh, my God, French is so exotic, you know?
It's exotic.
Like, oh, my God, no one's ever spoken mask to me.
God, mask is super exotic. Did you see that that they banned manspreading on the trains in Spain recently?
That's so great.
That is when guys sit with their legs apart and they banned it because it takes up more seats than it needs to.
It's so crazy.
I remember deliberately doing that when I was at high school, though, because all the boysy boys did it, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I should definitely sit like that and not cross my legs. Like,
I'm quite a tall guy. Like, I'm quite lanky. And I try and take up as...
He is. It's impressive.
I've been
Does
working
he sound
on...
tall? Because...
Sound tall? And I try and take up as little space as possible, basically.
Oh.
Like on trains and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I am very aware that it's just like, you're just this huge dominating space. And it's kind of repulsive when you see people just like spread across. You're just like, ooh, put it away.
Ugh, people who put their bags on the seat next to them
don't.
On a busy bus or train.
I'm like, an old person could come on the train.
Yeah.
And, or a pregnant woman. Yeah. And you've got to give that seat
They need
up.
That seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually quite like standing as well on the train.
Mm.
I don't know.
I was recently... Hey, just speaking of transport, I was recently in Japan.
Whoa, tall. Oh, no, and you went to Japan?
I know. Basically, I'm living my best life. I'm basically Godzilla. and
Maskzilla.
Maskzilla. And God Sheila. No, oh, God, that's the worst. Does that exist? Surely that exists.
I was going to say God Killer, but that sounds like you kill gods.
People who like Christians. I'm
Which
a God
he does
killer.
As well.
I'm a God Killer. And anyway, there are on the trains there, which is this amazing system, they have like women-only carriages.
Whoa.
That like no men are allowed to go on. And like they've kind of like, they've got like pink doors, like signs. It's all in Japanese, but you kind of get the sense that you're like, oh, this is the woman only carriage. And like on certain trains, they're like advertised like cart 5 on this one, cart 7 on that one, woman only.
That's cool.
It's like a sort of safety thing. It's kind of incredible. Yeah.
Oh, Japan is cool. They're bloody there in the future.
They've got it all down. They're like, listen, it's fucking hectic over here. So we're gonna get some really good systems in place, and everyone live by those rules.
You know when they say, sometimes they say that like Japan is like 7 years in the future. I always get confused by that because like, I remember two people telling me that when I was a kid. They're like, Japan is about 7 years ahead of us, and I was like, what is that? Does that mean that they're all using like Windows 2002, even though it's 1995? Like what?
Good quick math there.
Thank you.
But it was 1999, 2002. But I was still impressed.
Yeah, thanks.
So this episode, we're going to be talking about
heroes
and villains.
Oh, but you didn't even. I gave such a like a.
I'm sorry.
We've got a new producer. His name's Patty.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
So gorgeous. I'm like still blushing.
Yeah. And Tim is. Tim's got a. Tim's
smoking cigars and just raking all that podcast money.
Yeah, he is. He's spending those podcast
just
dollars.
Just counting his potty dollars.
Yeah, he's like, I am going to buy a chalky fish today.
The episode for this week is. Nightlife. I love the nightlife.
I love the buggy.
On the score. Mainly because Eli had a big one last night.
I did. We went full Miami last night.
We
went hard out. That was the... We went out for dinner. You were there.
I was there for dinner, yeah. And then, I was there for drinks.
Yeah, you were there for drinks.
And then I tapped out early because why? This boy got to work the next day.
And guess what? This boy didn't have to do work the next day.
No.
So we went hard. We went to Golden Dawn, which is a cool bar. We went to Ponsonby Social Club, which I hated. And then we went to Family, but it was closed. So we just went to the Saloon Bar, which is like, into karaoke.
Because it is a Thursday night.
It was a Thursday night. And then we went to Cassette 9. Oh, I forgot about that. Cassette 9 is like, if you, for our non-Auckland-based listeners, that is like, I don't know how to describe it. Like,
well, I only went there.
A very slutty bar.
But like, for like heteros, right?
Yeah, it's like hetero. It's like hipster, but not really. I don't really know how
it's
to describe
it. It's got cassettes
it.
All over the walls, which is a good indicator that it's not really that hipster.
Yeah, the whole time I was studying up here, it was like where you went every Saturday night.
I because I didn't live in Auckland while it, like in those early years. Mm. I was studying in Wellington, but I'd like come up for like a trip to Auckland, and he was like, "We're going to go to Cassette."
Yeah,
I was like, "What is the fucking deal with this place? Why is everyone just like constantly talking about it?" And I went in there once, and I was like, "This is just like a grotty full noise bar."
Yeah,
that you don't really like that everyone seems to be going to, but it's in like the middle of town, and like there's not really that many spaces like that in Auckland.
Totally.
I can't believe it still exists.
I know.
Was it the same?
What was crazy last night was I think there was a Spanish music theme.
Ooh.
So they played Despacito was playing when we got there.
Yes.
Great song.
Great song. Did you see that clip where Bieber didn't know the lyrics and someone threw a shoe at him?
Very sad.
I think that should be like standard theatre etiquette when someone doesn't know words or lyrics or something. Yeah, just throw a shoe.
Bieber's got new merch. It's really sick. Stadium tour merch. Anyway, then after Despacito, they played more and more Spanish music and there was heaps of people singing along to the lyrics. So I think we'd like accidentally invaded some kind of party. Then we went to Showgirls.
Whoa.
That's right. Last night, this boy saw strippers. He saw strippers.
Yeah, I saw strippers last night.
Wait,
where's Showgirls?
It's on Custom Street. The geography of this, I think, is going to be the most exciting part for the listeners.
Get your maps out, everyone.
It's just around the corner from the White Lady, which, if you don't know, is...
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
So you're down like by the waterfront area, which is crazy because I don't really hang in that area. It's so strange being like downtown.
I know.
Because, well... For like non-Auckland listeners, like the gay bars are essentially like up there. The sort of queer scene in Auckland is up on K Road, which is up an upper end of town.
It's kind of grungy, lots
and
of op shops.
Downtown is like, not that anyone calls it downtown.
Should we go downtown?
We should
tonight.
Start bringing back downtown.
Hello, is that the Uber? Yes, we're going downtown tonight.
But that's sort of like, it's like hetero city. All the guys there are wearing like
pointy boots.
And like, you know, do you remember YD and Tarot Cash?
Oh, Tarot Cash.
They're the worst. It's like just kind of like cheap suits.
Yeah, like shirts made with maybe plastic and the collars are very pointy.
Yes.
And they've got three buttons undone.
Oh my God. But like, and you're like, how are your pecs that big?
Yeah.
You're literally busting the shirt open.
It's because the whole week they're at the gym in preparation for Saturday night.
Yeah.
Anyway, last night was a Thursday. We went to a strip club and
what was the vibe of Showgirls on a Thursday?
It was cool. Like, there's a girl who is there as a comedian, so she was hanging out with us.
Great.
And, I mean, I didn't really think there were that many creeps there. I don't know. It was fine. I was being very... thinking about this morning, I was like, oh no, I was the obnoxious gay man at the strip club. Because I definitely, as we were going, I was like, I shouldn't have to pay the full price.
Oh God, these girls are still dancing for you, cough up, bitch.
It's so bad. And then I like...
I don't like their bodies. I don't need to pay. That's the worst.
And one of our friends got out some cash for us all to give the girls. And then when I decided, that one's my favorite and I'm going to give her some money. And then I was the worst. I was a nightmare last night, and I like skipped over, and then I handed her the money. You had to put it in the G string, and then I did like prayer hands, and it was the worst.
Oh my God!
And I like pranced back to my
friends. I did it once where I had to put the money. The only time I've been to a strip club, which is the White House, it's like a big white building. Presidential theme, maybe, I don't know. Ooh. And I had to put the dollar note in my mouth, and then she like got her breasts and she's like squeezed the note over, like we exchanged it mouth to breast.
Yeah, I remember watching this. I was there as well.
It was full noise. Yeah. Like it was like really intense.
Yeah.
I was kind of impressed. Like, I was like, this is kind of like a fun act, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
I could see how like hetero men are into it.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a male stripper before?
I've never seen a male stripper, but I always love these, always like that. These like it's always called like Iron Fury or Steel Boys or
Men on Fire,
Made of Steel.
No,
that's not. But that's sort of what there's always like these lads are straight out of the office or like the ironworks and they're like and they're ready to take off their clothes.
Oh,
and there's like Chippendales as well, which is like kind of old school, kind of like bow ties and things. Do you remember The Strip?
The TV show? My gosh, the best, one of the greatest New Zealand TV shows of all time.
So hot. Like, I remember used to like love watching it. One, for like the hair on the women, I used to like be kind of curious because they both had short dudes and they were always like kind of spiky with clips.
Yeah.
But then also like just all the beef on show, and that on that TV show was amazing.
If you're a fan of Taika Waititi, yeah, you should know that's one of his first ever roles is on.
And you're pretty sure he was like, I never want to work for anyone else apart from myself after that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, fuck this, I'll just make my own movies.
It's such a funny show because that it's about a business which like doesn't really exist in, like, we don't have, I mean, there is apparently there is a male strip show in Auckland, happens on Custom Street, and but you have to, it's like,
we ought to go.
Yeah, we ought to go. We ought to head down there, Fanny.
Downtown. One taxi to downtown, we're going to go see the Chippendales. Eli, I've printed up a hot handful of $1 bills.
I'm going to hand those on to Mike Chippendale. He's my favourite Chippendale.
Oh, we got a nice young escort to take us down.
We'll have three Tom Collins, please. I know there's two of us, but we're sharing one.
Tom Collins?
Yeah,
is it a drink?
It's a gin-based cocktail I had last night.
Don't thrash it about like it's the first time. Like,
it's a gin-based cocktail.
No, shut up. It's the first time you drank it last night.
No, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I've never heard of a Tom Collins.
I think it was just, I don't know, maybe I'll offend
someone. I really want to get into like classic cocktail recipes and stuff. I was researching the classic cocktail, it's called, which is like a sugar cube, champagne, and cognac or brandy. And that's it. You don't even have to shake it up. It's just pour it in the glass, which is my kind of cocktail.
Yeah.
This has got real gay, real quick.
That's my kind of cocktail. I do not want to be shaking anything. I don't want to make a mess. I just want a nice, tidy drink.
I just want it in the glass and down my throat.
And I want to be tasting it as soon as possible.
So, hey, let's progress onto gay nightclubs.
Should I quickly do the fact of the
gay? Oh my god, I was literally, as soon as I said it, I was like, so long. We haven't done it.
Yes. Okay, so here's the fact
of the
gay.
We've basically forgotten how to do this podcast.
Basically. Or, we're just finding new ways.
A new rhythm.
So, this week, Colton Haynes, who I've spoken about before, did an interview. He used to be on Teen Wolf, and now he's in the movie Rough Night, which comes out this week.
Yeah.
So he came out like a couple of years ago, and now he's engaged to a celebrity florist. Amazing.
Hold on. Like, yeah. They're doing bouquets for celebrities.
Yeah, I think so.
They're sorting celebrities into like vibrant groups.
Anyway, they did an interview with him on some radio show. Massive shout out for them.
Yeah.
But they asked him about when he, there used to be rumors of him having a girlfriend, and he talked about his agent made him do that. Like, he moved to Hollywood, and his agent were like, you cannot be gay.
Oh.
So they purposefully, like, this is the sort of thing you hear rumors about, I guess, but yeah, this is like someone telling it themselves how it was. Like, they constructed a 6-month relationship with him and Lauren, someone, another TV actor. This is when he was on Teen Wolf. They were actively fueling rumors about him and girls in order to
Jesus
make him be straight.
It's so sad. I remember it as well, like, when we, about the time we both stepped into the industry as actors,
we both put our heels on and took a stride in to the world of the theatre.
Performing us.
Two little Chippendales.
Performing us. There was like that kind of conversation, like, do you kind of like come out? Like, it was like a kind of old hangover from an industry once gone by of like, don't talk about it because you'll cut yourself off from roles. But also there were like less gay characters to audition for at that time. And it was kind of like the general was like, you can be fine. Like, just be open. It's absolutely sweet. No one really cares. But it just played in the back of my mind of like, I wonder if people are just like, just don't consider you for those roles.
Totally.
But then also like, this is the inner conflict. Me being like, oh, I want to be like, I don't want to be cut out from that. It's like a weird internalized homophobia of being like, if I only play gay roles, like, sweet.
That's all good.
That's fine. But it's like the thing of like, oh, I just don't want to be like typecast as just the homo and all the things. And you're like, but actually, What's the beef with that? Like, that, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know who's really interesting? Gay people.
And their stories.
Fun to play.
Fun to play. Lots of scope. And it's like, only the gay is also like, you're saying this one type of homosexual, which is like also rubbish. It's like,
yes.
Ugh, we could go on forever about
that. We could go on
that
for so long, but we need to talk about gay bus.
On to cocktails.
So let's discuss.
Yeah, we're going to discuss the gay nightclubs.
We've got one.
Well, there's just the one, really. Well, there's a couple of like
some smaller things.
This is kind of interesting. So my boyfriend studies architecture, and he did his like big thesis on gay nightclubs.
His big thesis.
That's what I call it. The big thesis.
How's your big thesis going, honey?
Yeah, on gay nightclubs.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a huge shout out for him, by the way.
Sick.
And he knows his shit. Got an A+ for it.
Whoa, is it published? Can people find it?
There's like a book, but it's in our house. So you'd have to come to my house, ask for the book.
So what's your address?
I'd have to ask Michael, and then, just name dropped. And then he'd have to give it to you. But, we know, talked about like the kind of landscape of queer night space, queer spaces in Auckland.
Yes.
And like the amount that have just like died over the years and just dropped away. It's incredible. But yeah, now there's like a handful, like if that. And there's a couple of like gay affiliated spaces, but there's mainly the one, Family. That is the name of the club. It's on like K Road, and it is like the iconic space in Auckland.
One of the reasons that it is so dominant as well is because it's four bars in one bar as well. So it's like there's like an upper level, which
mecca.
Is like it's a mecca. It's like a it's like a mega mall. upstairs is there's like those where the drag shows and stuff happen. Downstairs is like the grungy club, and there's an outdoor bar, which is kind of like what would you say the theme of that is? Like kind of like Tropicana.
There's sort of it's always a bit kind of club Tropicana, like outside gay bars. I don't know why it's always like. You know, like you're in the Caribbean. Like it's always that's the kind of vibe.
It's very weird.
It's sort of like very South Pacific.
It is. It is oh,
wait, no, Guys and Dolls. You know when they go to like these are strange.
Yeah. Don't they go to Cuba? No. Yeah, and then he sings, "I've never been in love before."
Yes, that's the theme of every gay nightclub.
Absolutely,
outdoor area.
And then there's Saloon Bar, which isn't even really a gay bar; it's just attached to it, and it's karaoke.
I've never been into Saloon. Eagles Across the Ditch,
yes,
which is another gay bar, which I haven't been into.
Really,
never, not once. But I've like walked past it lots of times, but I can never quite catch the vibe there. Like it kind of feels like an Irish pub.
I've been there a few times when like family is shut and we've been kicked out and we've gone to Eagle Bar. Yeah.
And then there's also like a couple of other like very key ones like Shanghai Lil's, which has been like an institution for years.
Yeah.
And the Birdcage still exists like down at the bottom of Franklin Road.
No.
Is that gone?
Oh, no, the Birdcage is still there. But is that a gay bar?
I thought it was.
I think you might just think that because the Birdcage is a gay movie.
There was a gay bar called the Birdcage in Parnell, and it was a very prominent gay bar.
Really?
Yeah, and I felt like that was a part of it anyway.
The interesting thing about Isles as well is that they they're just not as... I don't know how to describe this, but the image of gay bars that you see on TV... We don't have, like, we have, like, there's drag shows, but there's no, like, go-go dancers or...
No. Oh, they're not, like, that kind of, like, Ibiza gay bar.
Yeah,
like,
no.
They're not clubs.
No, it's never, like, a room full of guys with their shirts off.
No, it's a bunch of sort of cold Aucklanders with, like, hoodies and beanies on.
Yeah.
Kind of standing in corners and drinking, like there's a couple of things that, like, kill me about those kind of bars. One, like, plastic cups.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's, like, instantly feel grotty.
But it's like better, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Michael went in there, name dropping again, to Family.
Yeah.
And like during the day to get like a floor map of the build of Family Bar.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how shocking it would be being in that space in the day? I don't know if I'd want to see it either.
Good thing about Family is that it plays like the best music. That's why it like.
Depends what space you're in, I reckon.
The downstairs.
Sometimes I reckon the downstairs music really sucks.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've been down there sometimes. I've been like, what is playing? I feel like it could be like any bar, like terrible bar downtown.
Wow. I just love them because they play a lot of Beyonce and Rihanna. And so that's...
Some nights.
Yeah.
But some nights it's like completely off the track. You're just like, where are we? Like, what's going on?
Mm.
But here's a really interesting kind of phenomenon of like straight people going to gay bars.
Yes.
Because there's like, there's always to one, show allyship, but two, like, it's a safe space often for straight women to go without being, like, hit on by men.
But then it can be an unsafe space because sometimes gay men will just grab straight girls because they feel like...
They've got license.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is... We do not endorse.
No.
It's a really, like, interesting thing about that kind of... It's like sightseeing, kind of like, let's go to the gay bar.
It's
and
like, literally me at the strip club last night was a girl going to a gay bar for the first time as well.
You can always sense it when you see, like, there's a fury inside of me when, like, often women are like, let's go to a gay bar. And and men say that. Like, and you're just kind of, you're kind of fetishizing it. You're kind of, like, tokenizing it or fetishizing it.
You like pulled away from the microphone as you see it finishizing.
Basically, like Whitney Houston, she's singing a big song. I had to in case it wasn't going to come out right again.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're fetishizing it.
You're fetishizing
Oh, this is like that weird. If you're listening to this on headphones, maybe we're coming. I don't know if this works. Do you ever listen to those things like people click around the microphone?
Yes.
What's it called? It's called like ESPN or something.
ESPN. I think that's what ESPN is.
Yeah, the ones where you get the haircuts good. Or sometimes they whisper, they'll be like, you're doing great.
Oh, God. Like, keep it up.
But I have been watching them and I just get addicted to the video because in the video you can watch the person working around the mic. And then I'm like, it's not relaxing to watch that for sure.
It's freaky.
It's really scary, yeah.
I think there's a lack of like gay nightclubs that are better interior decorated. Like,
yeah.
Like, I want... The vibe of it is always, like, cages, like, slick surfaces, like, shiny mirrors that are now grubby, and, like, old ratty velvet couches.
I hate it when
Like, why can't they be, like, gorgeous and, like, pink and, like, with, like, ferns?
Yeah.
Like, I miss that kind of, like, Liberace vibe a little bit of, like, that kind of camp aesthetic. I feel like a lot of those spaces are, like... This is what I like about Shanghai Lils, is it's like quite camp. And I've missed that in spaces. Like, I feel like there should be more gay bars or queer spaces that are like, are open for like a cocktail with the gang and a goss.
It doesn't fun. We should go to Shanghai Lils and do that then.
Bring your vapes.
Bring your vapes.
Come in for a goss and a gaggle.
Can you get shisha at Shanghai Lils?
Do you
ever smoke?
You can next door at the Turkish cafe.
Yeah, that's true.
If you were to have a gay bar, what would you call it, and what would its theme be? Because there's been some like notable names. Actually, hold on. Cook that idea. Mm-hmm. Let's just quickly talk about gay bar names, because I've got this kind of theory about them that they've always got like one word. Like it's always like it's like oof or like. Urge or romp,
splash,
slip,
fist. No gay bars called fist. That would be no. Should we go to fist?
Throb.
Me and the girls had a great night at Throb the other night. It was wild.
But I came up with a good one today. I was talking with a friend, like playing on the idea of a playpen, the pen,
ooh.
But also like pen being an abbreviation for penis, like the pen.
What about Pen 15?
The Pen 15 Club.
Pen 15. Should we actually go to Pen 15?
Do you want to go to Pen 15? Yeah, that's a great...
That'd be sick.
I feel like you got a bit of like sort of irony there for those that millennial crowd.
They would be into that, but nostalgia.
And all the drinks are served out of pens.
How do you serve a drink out of a pen?
I don't fucking know, mate. You can make it...
I come up with the ideas, you do the design.
You do the design. They can do anything nowadays. You can, like, touch a screen and, like, pizza arrives at your house. Like, we live in the future.
You sound like you're 100 years old.
I am. I'm blown away by it every day.
My gay bar...
Yeah.
I think... I'd base it around the music that's played, right? So I'd call it something like Queens. And, like, it would play only... Only like Whitney, Beyonce, Rihanna, Britney,
Barbara.
Yeah.
Patty, the Queens, Angela Lansbury. Tale as old as time.
The Sound of Music soundtrack play.
It's called Julie.
Julie Andrews bar. Oh, I've got a bar. I drink a cocktail called a Julie Andrews.
All the cocktails are named after the Queens.
Oh my gosh.
But one's called like Elizabeth. Like, you know, like there's also like traditional Queens as well.
Yeah, Mary of Scots.
And like the toilets are called like the Throne.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you. There was a gay bar here called Puff. Do you remember? It was called Parfait.
Yeah, I almost thought you were going to say Pube.
Pube. Should we go to Pube? We had the craziest night at Pube last night. Do you think the toilets at Pube are a little bit gross?
I don't like the music at Pube.
But Puff had like the
it was like pop art themed.
Exactly. Every time I say the name, I'm dying a little bit. But yeah, it was pop art, so it was like big loud colours.
I hate Puff.
I never went there.
I went once.
Yeah.
But that bar itself is like haunted. Like I feel like any bar that goes, Shanghai Lils was there for a bit as well.
And now it's
moved.
Called The Whiskey, the new bar that's in there.
And it won't last long.
It's open late because they're like, we better get, they want to get, you know, the customers.
Late.
Late.
They're a whiskey. They're like at the end of the night, go and have a whiskey. They're a whiskey.
Gosh.
Okay, so it's called Queens, or The Queen, or Queen.
Yeah, and it does a lot of like themed music nights.
I love that.
So there'd be like a Britney versus Christina night.
Love it. You should divide the dance floor in half as well.
Yeah.
Team Britney, team Christina.
And there would be a resident queen. Oh, I've been thinking about...
Love it!
Look, I've been thinking about the first time that I performed drag. And I'm thinking about doing like a Lord... Lord, but she's called Bored.
Oh, God.
B-O-R-D-E.
Yeah. And Bored Walk.
Yeah, no.
Broadwalk? Broadwalk?
Broadway. The Regent on Broadway.
Board Church.
Stop. There's Klingons on the starboard bow.
All aboard.
I want to wear that kind of like white suit that she wears in the video where she's going through the museum. Or it's like a white boob tube and then kind of a suit jacket. And she's got her hair straightened. Basically, I don't know. I just want to do it once.
You like that look?
Yeah.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
Just cough just then.
Okay. Fetish.
Okay, this is my gay bar.
Cool.
It is going to be called... I haven't given this a moment's thought, so this is all in the moment.
Good.
It's going to have one. It's going to have one word, obviously.
Yeah.
It's going to be called... it's called Flame.
Ooh. Oh,
that already exists, I bet.
Well, Flame is the an off-brand like bad beer. It's mm-hmm. like the cheap beer, Flame.
It's called
beer.
Flame, but it's spelled P-H-L-A-M.
Boo! This is so bad.
No, this is great. It's like a little bit like phlegm, which reminds people of hooking up with each other.
No, it doesn't.
With a sick person.
Do you have to be sick when you go?
No, but you do get like swabbed, like you're like a mouth swab before you go.
Wow.
So there's no. No one's got any flus in there.
That's perfect.
So
that's my main worry. The biggest gripe I have with clubbing.
I want to hook up tonight, but I've also got a really big week at office, so I just can't get sick.
I cannot get the flu.
It's called flu.
Make up your mind.
Okay, it's called flu, and you get like a mouth swab when you walk in.
How's flu spelled?
P-H-L-U. And it's like hospital themed.
Oh, okay.
And if you drink too much, you get wheeled out in a stretcher.
Wow, I like that.
Well, and it's dangerous. Yeah, really dangerous.
You can buy
your drinks on a drip.
Oh, that's great. Everyone's walking around wheeling around little drips.
Yeah.
Drinking little vodka sodas.
In a drip.
In an intravenous drip. That'd be so... I feel like you would drop your straw and it would just like get stuck
it'd
on
be
the
like,
ground.
It'd be like running on the dirty ground.
Yeah.
No, it's very hygienic in there. People are constantly cleaning.
Of course, because it's hospital.
Smells like granola.
Yeah, great.
It's like, oh, this place smells like a swimming pool.
It should do food, but they should come out in little hospital trays.
Absolutely. Lots of jelly.
Mm.
And then like the events are like... Like, they'll just, like, bring someone back to life. They'll, like, just use the defibrillator on someone. And they'll be like, who? Like, it's like a raffle. And you, like, turn the thing and they're like, number 65. And it's like, oh, my God, it's me. And then you just get, like, zapped in the chest.
How much electricity?
Not just, like, a little bit.
Okay.
It's, like, the new high.
Yeah, cool. How are the bar staff dressed?
Just... face masks and nothing else.
Their dick is out.
Like their cock is out, but they've just got like a face mask on.
That's so they can't talk to you, or
like,
they can.
They're like, well, you can talk through a face mask.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're like fetishize.
What do you fetishize? So basically, yours rocks. Mine drools.
Yours drools. Yours sucks. I would never go there. Have you ever been to one overseas at all?
No. I was pretty tempted in Japan, too,
yeah,
but apparently very closed off to foreigners.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of strange.
Like their gay scene is...
Well, it's kind of like it's there for their community there.
Yeah.
And they don't want people kind of like dropping in sightseeing, which is kind of interesting. And also because it's like a sort of, it's less liberal over there. So
true.
It's kind of, those spaces are more for safer people. But they would probably let you in if they thought you were gay. But I was also traveling with two heteros. So I was like, I don't really want to drag
two boring heteros.
I don't want to drag them in, even though they're great people. But it's just like, I feel like it might make other people uncomfortable, even though they're, I don't know. It was like a weird thing. And we just sort of, I was like, oh, best just to leave that chapter for another time.
We were in the gay, so I went to Bangkok at the start of the year with a hetero as well. And the last, we were there.
I like that we referred to them like muggles. There's the hetero.
And I was only in the gay district in the last night, the last hotel that we stayed in. And I was just tired, so I stayed home and watched Final Destination, even though I really wanted to go to the gay.
But this is that thing we're talking about with gay characters in film. There are so many different types of gays, you know. It's some true. Go out in the club in like cock socks. Others stay home and watch Final Destination.
I watched 4 and 5.
I love Final Destination.
It's good. Series.
There should be a good like gay porn thriller, like spin-off of Final Destination.
Yes. What about a gay bar called Final Destination?
I love it.
And it's a total like end of the night.
Yes.
It's quite dark and small.
And there's like there's lots of like funny props that look like it's gonna like fall on you and kill you.
Yes.
Like there's a log like crashing through a window or something.
There's dancers they come out, but they're all like a plane wing is.
Lodged in their head.
A plane wing is lodged in their head.
Like a small plane wing.
Like a tiny little...
Like a little petite, cute, thin
like
plane
wing. A regional flight plane.
Yeah, it's like here to like Rotorua and back.
I caught a regional plane this week to Palmerston North. It was crazy. It's so small and
I'm
cute.
Catching a few this year. I'm really looking forward to them. It's just like... I love that you just like don't have to check your bag, and they're just like, get on.
And they're just like, get on.
Hurry up, get on.
We don't care.
You're like, well, you're fun.
You can bring scissors on this plane.
And like a razor blade, if you like.
Can, absolutely. You can
do whatever you like.
Yeah.
Juggle them on the plane.
And there's one. So on the way back, we got Jetstar, and there was only one flight attendant. We were in the emergency exit aisle. And then when she was describing to us how to do it, and then part of the description, she was like, if I become incapacitated, listen to the instructions of the pilot.
So hold on the whole Jetstar flight, there was one air flight attendant.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, there was only 30 people on the whole flight. So she's
Yeah.
It was
crazy. I was
going to say,
she must be like legging it up and down when they get to everyone. Yeah. What, do you want a cookie? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, they're not giving you cookies. They're like...
We actually got a muffin and a little bottle of water.
Shut up. That's more than you get on Air New Zealand.
I know.
What was the muffin flavour?
Triple choc.
Tell you what, Jetstar ain't that bad.
Jetstar...
Still sucks though.
I also met my boyfriend on Jetstar, so I got special feelings for them.
Oh, bless.
Oh, God bless.
On that heartwarming note,
yeah,
we're going to tie up this episode.
Yeah, so I guess the moral of the story is flu will
sucks.
Be opening soon and closing soon, and it'll be taken over by Queens, which will last forever.
Because a queen is forever.
And thanks so much to BigPipe.co.nz. We love Big Pipe, and they are our queen
forever.
Fetishize. You're beautiful.
You're
amazing.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. You've
got so much potential.
There's so much ahead of you.
Don't give up.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
Thanks, Big Pipe.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.